Welcome to Vegas Circle with Pocky and Chris, and today joining the circle, we are excited to welcome back NFL legend and Hall of Fame candidate, Mr. Steven Jackson, and entrepreneur and master barber, Mr. Carl Littles. So thanks for coming back to the circle, fellas, man. It's great to see y'all, man.
How you guys doing?
All right. Thank you, man.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's good to see y'all, man. It's been, the last time, you know, we had guys on, you know, for our listeners, you know, we had Steven on last year, and we talked about, obviously, his NFL career. We talked with Carl earlier this year, right before the pandemic hit in person, and I talked about original lifestyle and just the lifestyle brand in general. And these brothers, man, y'all so motivated, man. Two of the most positive people that give positive energy, you know, straight up. You guys have branded yourself into your own specific lanes. That's why we wanted to bring you guys back on. And, you know, I was recently at the shop, you know, picking up my original merchandise, you know, checking you guys out, and it looks great, man. The relaunch looks great. So we wanted to have you guys back on and just kind of touch on, you know, what you guys are up to.
I'm going to throw it to Carl, man. Carl, you know, he's the engine. He's the everyday guy.
Yeah, I was going to say, your energy is contagious. I know when we had you on last time, you guys came in, talked about all the stuff that you've already accomplished and what you have on the agenda. It's pretty motivating to me specifically. And then, you know, to see it continuing through the pandemic and still, you know, getting your brand being built and, you know, with the original barbershop and lifestyle brand, it's, you know, really exciting to see.
My man, I tell you what, it keeps us going. You know, we love staying busy, you know, with Steven's career and with my career. It's been motivating all the way through, all the way, and it's poured onto to our brand. So we just continuously doing what we've been raised to do, you know, and that's just constantly just inspire and motivate people. You know, so yeah. That's what we're going with our brand is motivate and show people that anything is possible from where we came from.
100%. How did you guys meet, man? How long y'all been friends? I know you guys are both from Vegas.
But man, well, me and Steven, we met through a leadership program. He was going to Votech at the time. And we were part of a leadership program called Capital Leadership League. And they gave you leadership skills, gave you tools that we use now. And so we connected then. I mean, we've never lost touch behind that. Even though he went to Votech and I went to El Dorado, he played football for El Dorado. So it was an easy connection with us going to our meetings and just constantly growing and growing. With, like I said, we grew up on the east side of Las Vegas. So that was easy for us to do.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, we are from the same side of town. We're from the same neighborhood. But I did go to a vocational high school, which was about 20 minutes. So I got bused across town. But after school was out, I had to, you know, get back across town for football practice. And actually, I smiled at first when you asked how to Carl and I meet, because Carl actually was on the football team. He did a little time on the gridiron a little bit. You know, as he alluded to as well, we got really close through this leadership program. And to his point, you know, I think we both blossomed as individuals once we got into that Guidewire program and learning how to speak for ourselves and, you know, how to conduct business.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest things I've noticed for both of you guys, man. And one of the questions that I have for both of you just individually is just, you know, financial literacy. You know, I know you guys are big on that. You know, I want to start with you, Carl. You know, I know you've done some training, you know, some IGTV, you know, just with teaching barbers. I know you guys have the barber school that you guys do some training on, especially, you know, with COVID hitting, you know, that emergency fund and savings and things like that. Can you kind of share, like, you know, some of your strategies as you kind of helped your team and what you teach, you know, up-and-coming barbers and stylists?
You know, with being self-employed and being an independent contractor, you know, we have to kind of manage our own finances. And so that's where me and Steven getting real in depth with how we show our barbers how to educate them on financial literacy, because he's had it on a broad scale, a broad frame. And so when we come together, we kind of put our ideas together on what kind of situation these barbers are in and how can that help them in the future, not just now, because right now a lot of barbers, a lot of entrepreneurs, they live day by day. They'll make some money and of course they'll turn around and say, you know what, I'll make that same amount of money tomorrow, and it just becomes repetitious. So we kind of want to put them in a position to kind of look toward the future, and Steven is really an expert on that. He really is. He's done a lot of research on that, and we're putting all that together to help these barbers out.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Steven, I mean, one of the things, I don't want to cut you off, Steven, but I know, you know, playing in the NFL for 12 years, you know, I heard this, that 88% of athletes, you know, they go broke after about 36 months. And so I know that's a big thing for you. And I know we've talked offline, you know, multiple different things that we've discussed. What's kind of your tactic on that, you know, just from, you know, from a professional and now, you know, investment perspective and things along those lines?
You know, I live by something called delayed instant gratification. And I use my example in my life by, you know, my signing bonus in National Football League was well over, you know, seven figures. But I went and purchased a model home, $390,000, right? And I don't say that to be boastful. I'm saying in the aspect of what I could have gotten myself, I always made sure that I always thought forward about my family, about my future children, and what I wanted to be able to say. I wanted my life to say, hey, I played in the NFL, not just because when I was there, but the proof of the pudding is there after it was over. So I always kept that in the back of my mind. And, you know, I think right now, the terms that we all living through and experiencing in life of 2020, we real statistically in America, 40% of people can't afford an emergency over $400, right? So you're talking about 40% of people of our country have that kind of stress on their lives. Why not help these young people that want to be aspiring, come under the leadership of Carl and learn how to manage their money, grow their business? Why not put our two skills together, right? I've seen it on a world aspect, on the frame, and he's the guy on the ground boots, you know. And I think that's why our friendship and our partnership is so strong, is because we complement each other. We don't get each other in lanes, but we understand how we complement one another to help us succeed.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that, because one of the biggest things is, and you kind of touched on, is temptation. You have X amount of dollars, and then you can purchase, you know, this product or this thing. You know, for financial literacy, it's almost like the most important thing is, how do you manage that temptation? And is that something that, Carl, you kind of have to teach your other barbers, like how do you, you know, avoid maybe going to buy that purchase? Or like, Steve, like you mentioned, if you're getting $1 million, don't buy $1 million. Like, how do you teach that kind of, for lack of a better term,
discipline?
There you go. See, I don't have it myself. So how do you teach that seems to be the most important part of, you know, financial independence?
You know, it's more repetition. You know, you kind of got to give them some type of blueprint to go on. And once you give them some type of blueprint, you got to kind of, you have to mentor these guys. This is a mentee type of program when you're showing these barbers pretty much with $0 in their account and they're working a day-to-day, you know, type of event. So we want to kind of steer that narrative and kind of help these barbers move forward to support their family.
Yeah. And you recently started a barber school, correct? Is that up and running right now, or is that coming soon?
No. What I was doing, I was getting some experience at a barber school. I'm actually licensed as a licensed barber for the last 5 years. And so I wanted to kind of get my feet wet and kind of get the day-to-day feel of working in a school. And so, you know, we have goals. We have goals that we definitely are looking forward to. But at this moment right now, we're just continuously educating the barbers that we have.
Okay. And then with the OBS brand, so you've currently got a boutique inside your barbershop, and there's some goals with trying to open up a store eventually. Is that something that you are wanting to do hopefully in 2021, or what's the deal with that?
That's a long-term goal. You know, right now we're starting with the boutique within the shop. You know, it's a homage to both of us in our high school days. I worked in the local mall, Boulevard Mall, so I sold clothes for 2 years. So that boutique kind of thing is the early 2000s for us, where, you know, you wanted to go and get a hot fit. You was actually going to a storefront to actually purchase it before, you know, all this e-commerce has come on so strong.
Sure.
But, you know, we want to get to the point where we're strong on e-commerce, as well as having foot traffic coming into the barbershops, not only seeing the gear, loving the gear, putting it on, repping us when they're not in the shop, but also falling in love with the personalities like Carl, you know, like Tommy and like Rashid and the other guys and the ladies that's in our shops, because they are different personalities too. You know, everybody's just not like Carl. So it's some good conversation that happens in there. And I think if anybody takes a chance on us and our brand, I don't think they would regret it.
Yeah, I've seen it, man. I've seen what you're doing too, Carl, at the shop with your new episodes, the barbershop episodes. I think I got three series out right now, man, which shows you different personalities, which is great, man. to kind of give those different layers, you know, of what
we just wanted to give some type of normalcy. And of course, we didn't want to touch bases too much on COVID, but we want to give still let them know that you still can get that barbershop experience coming into the shop, even though it's one at a time, it's appointment based only. We still have those conversations, and we still are connected with our clients, and people are still building relationships in there. So we wanted to show that. That's why it's not too much of, you know, showing any type of hip hop type of video. We wanted to kind of get to the culture, you know, the original culture.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, that's great, man. And just to touch a little bit about COVID, how have you been able to adjust? I mean, I've been in your shop. It's clean. It's very put together. What adjustments did you have to make right now and still making, you know, to make sure everybody's good and in a good, you know, good situation?
Well, you know, of course, we had always practiced safety and sanitation. That's been a practice that it's been embedded in us since barber school. But as far as appointment based only, not being able to have walk-ins, taking walk-ins, you know, and not having, you can't have a guest with you and so forth. The safety and sanitation part and sanitizing our tools, that's something that we've always practiced regardless. So that wasn't nothing that we needed to do or needed to brush up on. So now it's just about just not having too many people in the shop at one time. So, I mean, that's a little difficult when, you know, we have mothers and children and have multiple children, but we've been able to adjust and it's been okay. And our clients understand. They understand what kind of time we're in right now. So they've been absolutely fine and they've been working with us. You know, that has been no problems at all. You know, as far as the economy, that's a little different, but other than that, we're fine.
I will say that it's allowed for us to game plan. You know, we get together once a week and we just really talk about what our future goals for, not only the brand, but for ourselves. And I'm really big on that personally because, you know, we're both individuals and we might wake up one day and our families may have something come up that just changed the course of what we need to focus on. So, you know, making sure that we're in tune with one another, but at the same time, thinking about our future plans, 5-10 years down the road, where do we want to be? Where do we want to see ourselves? And I think COVID has allowed us to do more of that than it probably would have in any other previous years. And with us game planning going forward, I really realized that mentorship program that we were in high school, how much it's really rubbed off on both of us. Because, you know, I want to mentor young athletes. He wanted to mentor young barbers. And, you know, those two worlds constantly come in touch with one another. The overlap is just so rich. And, you know, we really sat down as, you know, not only as business partners, but as friends. We was like, yo, if we really want to try to change, you know, our city and the way that people see Las Vegas in a different light, what two people better than right here in this room? You know, it's kind of one of those things. That's kind of what you were touching on earlier when you were talking to Carl about what our future, what do we aspire to do? Right now, we just want to touch the youth, man. We want to hope, you know, we want to influence them in a positive way, but we want to show them that, you know, you don't have to be an athlete to make it out of the city, and you don't have to, you know, go and get a 9-to-5 on the strip to survive. There, you know, you could carve a career out in this city in this for yourself, and, you know, you have two guys right here willing to show you which way is, you know, the way we've done it.
Yeah. You know, man, I don't like comparing people, but you know, with business ownership and things along the line. Did y'all just see what Master P and Baron Davis? Unbelievable. Yeah. You know, they're about to buy a Reebok right now. And I don't want to compare y'all to them, but y'all have that same energy. You know, y'all both have that energy to be able to do that. And that's something I can see y'all doing and impacting the youth like, you know, Master P's and the Baron Davises of the world are doing. But that's a huge stamp if that goes through. So that's powerful. One more question I got for you about OBS. Who designs it? Is that y'all that's putting everything together or who's behind that?
That's both of us, man. That's both of us.
Yeah, I got the details, man. Y'all got the details on Pat. I was really impressed, man. So
I got it. You know, the original goes to Carl. You know, the original goes to Carl. That was something that he wanted to stamp out for sure that we made, you know. When people think of us, he just wanted us to be original content. We original brothers. We are, you know, when you step into our storefront, you could be, we want you to be authentically yourself. But far as the design, the touches, I mean, he'll tell you, man, I mean, we'd be up at 2 a.m. DMing or texting each other like, hey, yo, look at this site. Or did you see this label? Or how about this patch? Like just random stuff. And, you know, I sometimes like, man, I hope your wife don't think I'm.
The gig's going on.
But like you said, we just nonstop. Our communication with one another is nonstop.
y'all sound like me. I'll be driving Chris crazy with blowing his phone up at 2 o'clock in the morning. So that's awesome, man. Yeah, y'all bring a great. Yeah,
that show looks like it has a great fit to it, Steven. I got my eyes on that.
Oh, yeah, man. We got your size.
This one's all tight. I don't like it. That one's all nice and loose fitting.
Chris, I know you guys know, man, partnership is like a marriage, bro. You got to really work on it. You know,
100%.
And when it's work, it works. You know, that's what we realize that.
Yeah, it's hard to find somebody you connect with and you're like-minded, but different enough to where you push each other. And it sounds like that's kind of what you guys found. You have the same vision, but you're different enough to kind of push the needle in the direction that you need to get to.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
So just kind of transitioning a little bit, Steven, I do got one question for you about NFL. So now you're actually an NFL Hall of Fame candidate. And it's real now. What's the impact of that for you?
You know, it's one of those things that you have to be removed for 5 years from the game to be a candidate. And, you know, one, when I saw that I was up for it, I was like, damn, that's been 5 years. I can't believe that. But two, it was humbling just to see my name up there, could, you know, with the likeness of the other great players that play the game. And, you know, statistically, individually, you know, I believe I have a good argument. But when you think about the teams that I played on, then, you know, I could see the other side of the argument against it. But, you know, being a kid from the desert, that I feel that I'm the tip of the spear around here. I feel like I did my job, right? I walked on the scene. I kicked the door down. And all the youngsters behind me, I'm like, yo, go do your thing. And that's what I'm most proud of. You know, if I get the call or not in Canton, I know when I walk around in this city, you know, I think a lot of people recognize, you know, what I did.
And I'll tell you that because, you know, growing up, you were my go-to player. You know, you're the one who made the biggest impact on me when it comes to being a football fan. And, you know, when it comes to playing Madden, I always played with the Rams. Steven Jackson, I was ready to go. And, you know, from that alone, with the impact you made in your career, that alone is Hall of Fame worthy. So, you know, if I had a vote, you'd get that for sure.
Appreciate that, Chris.
No doubt. And then just kind of transitioning, you know, you had something very unique and powerful happen. And, you know, similar to what Michael Jordan did, you know, you finished playing professionally, you went back to school, but I saw something powerful with you where you presented your college degree to your mom, man. A lot of people don't do that, man. I mean, they make the money, go on and do it. How hard was it to get back into school? And because I know you always learning, but it's different to go back and be in college and have that type of routine. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, I think I'm a humble person, but that was some humbling experience because that last year, you have to write some papers. And then obviously writing papers for a professor, you get some feedback, and you're like, hold a minute. Like, it was very humbling, but I learned a lot. And it sparked the curiosity again in me because I think the National Football League, I think being on the limelight for so long, you get beat up and you just hear negative. People just beat you up negatively for whatever reason. And I think that to find myself having new interests and learning new things, it took me away from that world just long enough I could go and finish my degree. But I could then go back to the NFL and then be refreshed with the love of the sport. Because some guys, man, you know, the transition is really tough on them.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And I saw your mom. I mean, that was awesome. To be able to say keep your word is one thing, man. To be able to do that, that's hard to do, man.
Yeah, you know, when I presented it to her, Carl was holding the camera actually.
Oh, that's what's up, man.
Carl was the cameraman, but when we walked in, and obviously I knew I was presenting to her.
Yep.
But at the same time, I was telling myself, "Don't cry," and I knew it was going to be emotional. I knew it was going to be emotional for both of us. And she worked really hard. My mom worked her ass off to make sure that I didn't fall by the wayside. You know, Clark County School District, it's a challenge. Yeah. And for her to, you know, make sure that I got through it, man. You know, it was just to get through it. And then to go on and do what I did, it was just special to be able to give her something that I had to pay for.
Yeah. No, that's powerful, man. And just to kind of transition a little bit too about just investing in the partnership. I know when we first met, you know, I think it was the end of last year, you were talking a little bit about Robotic Marketer. Can you kind of touch on, you know, some of the other stuff that you do outside of Original and obviously outside of Legends that we talked about before? You know, you invest in a lot of companies. What makes you choose those companies to invest in and kind of partner in?
Yeah, it's one of the things that, you know, Carl and I, even, you know, I'll share with the answer to your question, but Carl and I just talk about pillars. And I think it's important to have pillars and a foundation. Mm-hmm. And for me, you know, I always think about what do I really hold strong in and what I believe in. I believe in a strong education for kids, for people, mm-hmm. anybody. But I believe in and medicine. I believe in technology and I believe in real estate. So those are my four pillars. And, you know, having that, then I then go and look in those markets and see what's maybe of interest to me, what relationships I may have come across. When I talk to young athletes, I always tell them this. This is the one advice, and anybody that's watching, whatever platform you have. So as an athlete, I would go to another city, say we play in the Arizona Cardinals. And I'll look up a business owner out there. Whoever's doing, who's hot, who's doing something in Arizona I have requested meeting with them, more than likely. Most people don't turn down an interview or a meeting with the NFL player. It's to my leverage at that point, you know. And I would do that city after city, meeting these people, just change the business card. If it wasn't a change of the business card, maybe I gave them a trading card with an autograph for the kid. And it's those pure exchanges that I would start to meet all these different people. And then what I would tell them about what I'm interested in, then you might get a lead. Like Chris might be like, hey, you know, you heard about this? I'm like, no, I didn't, but thank you. And then, you know, that's a snowball effect. And I think for so many young people, we don't know what networking is. People say it's important to do it, but nobody say what it is.
Or how to do it. That's a smart tactic. Yeah. I never thought about that, but using that leverage to your, you know, benefit, the mutual benefit to you and the other person is extremely interesting. I never even thought about that.
Yeah.
Man. You know, it's interesting you talk about that, Stephen, because Kobe did that too. You know, God bless the dead, but Kobe did that extremely well. And Magic Johnson also, man. So it's great that you did that and took advantage of those opportunities for sure, which has helped you now. So
yeah, I have. And then, you know, so, you know, kind of going into what I was saying about Carl and I is now we're thinking about OBS and, you know, the original barbershop, and now we're thinking about product, right? Mm-hmm. What product? And then I'm asking Carl as his business partner, you know, what do you want me to go out in the market and look for? And, you know, what things do you like? So then I could be his eyes and ears as well as, you know, and he's not having to shoulder all this by itself. And I think, you know, communication is key in any relationship. And the more we communicate, the more we get realize what we're looking for, what we're going to be around in the next coming weeks or so, the more that we can efficiently move and make things happen.
Now that's great. Yeah. And I know, I mean, you guys are husbands, you guys are fathers, you guys are business people. How do you guys keep a balanced life, man? Because you guys are busy all the time. How do you balance, you know, home life, business life, you know, everything?
Carl, I'll let you go.
I think Carl might have froze.
Ah, man.
Carl hasn't blinked in a while.
Yeah, yeah. I think we lost Carl. Yeah. Carl, hopefully he'll jump back on. I'll let him see him.
Yeah. But I can take a question if you like. But yeah.
Yeah, so how do you balance, man? I mean, being married, you got children, you got businesses, and I don't know if you're traveling as much as you used to before. How do you keep everything going on that side and keeping, you know, your balance and your sanity?
yeah, that's the biggest part. I think up until I graduated, you know, I had a built-in structure with my classes and kind of had things portioned out now. But now that I finished, you know, after the summer, I've had a wide open schedule. And then I had to kind of rein it in because at a certain point, I was just fluidly just going through my days and not kind of real structure. And then I was finding myself not accomplishing as much as I would normally have. And that's when I realized that the one thing, my compass of the day is me working out every morning. Like, I got to get up and work out. If I get up and work out, it doesn't have to be strenuous. It just maybe 30, 45 minutes. But if I get in a workout, that puts me in the mode of I want to be productive the rest of my day. And I think for most people, whatever it is, you know, if it's meditating, if it's working out, whatever it is, try to have something you do routinely every morning, and that can kind of just set your compass for the things that you need to address for your day. And once I realized that I wasn't doing that, you know, it helped me get back on track.
It's a lot, man. And it seems like the years are just going by faster and faster and faster, man. It's like you got to slow everything down, man. Meditation or whatever it is you got to do to slow it down, you know. What's next on your radar? I know you guys are partnered with Original. what's some things that you're looking at that you want to accomplish over the next year, you know, especially with 2021 coming up? I don't even like talking about 2020 with the negativeness, but, you know, it's just what's positive. You know, what are you focusing? What's on your radar?
Yeah. For me, I feel like, you know, I found myself in 2020 more than I realized I knew myself. 2020 year has been a reflection. And, you know, going forward, I'd like to see the brand, you know, grow outside of the city. I would like to see, you know, I'd love to be able to, you know, get on a plane and just see somebody have an original hoodie on going about their day. Yeah. That'll make my day going, you know, but from there, just positivity, whoever I come across, be it podcast, be it in person, or be it, you know, however, just leave a positive influence on their life. And, you know, being just someone I could just, if I could be a beacon of help, I'm there to do that. And if not, just try to be an example in the room. When somebody got their eyes on me.
Now you carry yourself the right way, man. That's great, man. Anything that we forgot to ask you that you wanted to share, anything that's on your heart or mind?
I don't know if it's something we can talk about. We can record and talk about it.
Of course.
You guys are telling me if it's worth using. I'm thinking about myself getting a podcast game. You know, I've been playing, flirting with these different episodes of creating content, but far as just being fluid. I think a football fan knows me, but I think they don't know me well enough to know that I have other interests. I'm not a character person, right? I didn't present myself as a character. So it allows for me to be myself, but at the same time, trying to reintroduce myself post-career has been challenging. So I've been thinking podcasts, you know, and with that being said, though, I want to do it not in you guys' lane, but I want to be able to talk to interesting people. I just want to talk to people in any breath of life and just have organic conversations that, you know, if you guys are just on the, you know, you guys in the car, you just listening to an interesting conversation. I think that's the route that I want to go going forward. And I'm leaning toward that just because of, in reflection, I realized that people are going to retire from whatever they do in life. And then in that point, that's a reflection. Now you're asking yourself who you are. But the interesting thing about you being not a student athlete, but a professional athlete is that our career is over in your 20s and your 30s, you know, and it's so early that people got to retire. And then you're going through a midlife crisis almost. And you ain't, you know, and people are like, what's wrong with you? And it's like, yo, like, I've been playing football since I was 7. Like, what do I do now?
Yeah.
And it's been, 2020 has allowed for me to really just flush it out, like, ask myself, who am I? And where I want to be.
I honestly, I think you do the podcast straight up.
Yeah, 100%. I think you'd be great.
Dude, because you got a natural way. Y'all need to do it together, to be honest with you. Because y'all both got those personalities that are organic. You know what I mean? Or if it's just you doing it for Legends or whatever it is that you want to break out, I think you do it 100% because the podcast game is organic. You know what I mean? Like, just to give you a side story, I mean, Chris and I were going to do a real estate podcast a while back. What was that, like 5-6 years ago?
Yeah, probably around there.
We're not Grant Cardone or any of that stuff. So we just said, no, we didn't want to do that. You know, we wanted to do, like you were just talking about, organic stories. And, you know, I love interviews. I love hearing people's stories, finding out why they think the way that they think. You know what I mean? And everybody has their own lane. So with you doing it, you're going to bring a different personality regardless. That's why podcasts are so huge, is because you're going to be able to do that. Like, I saw Carl was doing a lot of that when COVID first hit. You know, you would bring in Jackie, or you bring in another barber, or you bring in whoever it is. And it works. You know what I'm saying? Because it's organic stories. So I think you do it, man, and run with it.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. Carl, we were just talking about before we jumped off, anything that you wanted to share that we forgot to ask you, man, that might be on your heart or on your mind, man?
You know, I'm just really grateful that you guys invited us on Vegas Circle. We really, really enjoy watching you guys grow as well.
Appreciate that.
I mean, the support is mutual. So you guys just continue doing what you guys are doing. And, you know, of course, we'll all be watching each other grow. And, you know, we'll finish this thing off strong.
Yep, that's what's up, man.
I got one more thing. Carl, it's for you. Carl.
Yes.
Man, you got to tell the people, man. Tell the people, like, how much you love to just teach, you know, the skill, bro. Like, you for real love this shit. Yeah.
Man, I mean, what I enjoy is watching somebody come in there with no talent, no technique, no clue on what the art of barber can do for you.
I am a living proof that the art of barbering has changed my life, from networking, growing, building relationships with people, mentoring young barbers, and also just continuous education on how to be successful in your own right, because that's what I truly believe in. Everybody is successful in their own right. Nothing materialistic, no dollar signs on it. It's once you're happy with yourself and what you got going. We talk about it, me and Steven talk about it quite often, is that you know, if you're doing something that you love, you'll never work a day in your life. And I believe that's what drew him to playing football as a young boy, you know. Yeah. And to now, as far as me as well, is when I realized that football wasn't for me after high school. I feel that I love showing young students how to be successful in the art of barbering, and that's my goal. That's my passion.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy that you guys, you know, both went to high school together or in a similar area, went two totally different career paths, but both of you guys have that same leadership mentality, the same like selfless nature when it comes to teaching people and helping people. And it's just crazy that you're totally different paths. It makes me want to go back and put everybody I know in that leadership training that you guys took in school, because that seemed like it did wonders.
Nah, yeah. Chris, no lie, man. I used to be terrified of public speaking. And, you know, if I would have never probably got into that in leadership program, I don't know. I might have been the next Ricky Williams doing interviews with a helmet on. I'm glad I got into that program, too.
That's what's up. No, that's great, man. Y'all always pushing each other, man, and always great energy, man. And I'm excited to see what y'all continue to come up with. And one thing that I add, man, is I hope that store comes out. I want to see it and support y'all, man. As soon as I saw it, I said, man, I got to rock it. So love what y'all doing, man. Love what y'all doing to impact and teach. So appreciate it. One thing to say is, where can people find you guys at? Can you kind of shoot out your handles of your personal and your business ones?
So you can find me at Carl_Littles_TheBarber. You also can find _OriginalLifestyle_. You also can find the barbershop, booking appointment with any last barber we have in there at the original barbershop, at the original barbershop LV. And then we will be launching the online store, and that will be www.obsbrand.com.
Yeah. www.obsbrand.com. And then you can find me on Instagram. I am SJ39, as well as on Twitter at SJ39, and Facebook and YouTube. So, you know, SJ39, Steven Jackson 39. For those not quite putting it together, obviously, and the OBS brand at _lifestyle click that thing, get that purchase. And we do repost, man. We do repost. So yeah, rock the gear, please.
Do that for sure. That's where I got mine at, man. I ordered it and went and picked it up to shop, man. They deliver it to you, or you can pick it up. So. Support them, man. They're doing some big things, man. So we appreciate y'all being on Vegas Circle, man. So appreciate y'all.
No problem. Yeah,
thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.